Good morning. I'm William Michael Cunningham, D.C. native and D.C. resident. According to the hearing notice, B220804 is introduced, authorizes sports wagering in the district. Our specific experience with the government of the district leads us to oppose this legislation as unethical. The first recorded government-approved betting, a lottery, was established in England in 1569. The experience of sports betting in other countries indicates the probability of severe social and economic costs. These losses include declines in charitable donations to sports, arts, and Black heritage sites. For sports wagering to be successful, it will have to be widely promoted. Thus, the district government will be even more actively engaged in the promotion of gambling. Most sports bets are extremely bad bets. People participate in the hopes of winning in the face of very long odds. Betting with this type of odds is irrational. Thus, the DC government will be in the position of promoting irrational behavior. It will be peddling false hopes. Further, the bill is unjust because it is a regressive tax falling disproportionately on those with lower incomes. This is compounded by the fact that revenues will be used to fund projects which benefits whites with higher incomes, like the Nationals ballpark. This legislation is emblematic of a council that actively works to damage the human rights of DC Black residents, as confirmed by the following fact. DC's Black women are dying in childbirth at the highest rate in the US. In response to this fact, this council passed a bill to study the issue. Now, we suspect that if white or Jewish women were dying at these rates, the council would have taken more direct and effective action to deal with this problem, like placing a fully functioning hospital in majority African-American wards 7 and 8 of the district. Based on our research comparing Black DC to the Palestinian territories, we suspect this may be a large part of the issue. In addition to having the highest rate of Black death in childbirth, DC has the highest rate of Black HIV infection, the highest Black-white income disparity, and the most rapid gentrification in the United States of America. The fact that the city is ostensibly run by an African-American female is further evidence of the tokenized, non-representative nature of the DC government. In other words, the facts above establish that the city's Black political representatives are unresponsive to the needs of Black residents in violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This legislation supports that conclusion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.